Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Have you ever been told you're just not fun? Well, today's episode is all about how to have more fun and be more fun. With me always is Kat. I'm Andrew. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, this one, if you want to cut somebody easily, you can just tell them you're not fun. And whether it is your 3-year-old having a fit and telling that to you somewhere, or your partner, or even a stranger on the street, this one cuts deep. What do you say?
Yeah, I told Andrew when we were talking about our episode and planning what to say, I was like, it's kind of like a joke. Like, people should maybe not be coming to us asking how to be fun, because by societal standards, I do not think that we are categorized as fun. In fact, both of us at different points in our life have been told we're not fun. I am what you would describe as a bit of a square. Well, back in the olden days, they say you're such a square, like you're such a nerd. But we've really come around on how we view this lately. And that's really what I wanted to share.
Yeah, I think that's great. And while you were calling people square, I'm coming from before a time where shapes were even a thing in existence. So there is so much in this. And let's just address the elephant in the room on this. And that is, fun got complicated somewhere along the way. I mean, when you're a kid, fun was like a stick in a puddle, basically. And then Suddenly fun has evolved into weekend getaways with, you know, tens of thousands of dollars are spent for some people. And not everybody can do that. And more importantly, most people don't want to do that.
Yeah. And I think there's something societally where there is a major bias towards extroverts. Now, nothing wrong if you like going out and being friendly and all of those things. But the way culturally that we understand how you're supposed to spend your weekend is that if anyone stays inside or watches movies on the couch all day, they're like, I feel like I was such a loser this weekend. I just watched a bunch of movies. I didn't get anything done and I didn't go anywhere. And like, we don't have anything. I don't have anything to report, you know? And all I have to say is, it seems like the whole world wants introverts to be more extroverted. You know, they want us to speak up in the group chat. They want us to go out and have a good time. But literally no one is trying to make extroverts quiet sometimes and more introverted. And Somehow they got assigned fun, but there are lots of different types of fun, Andrew.
Yeah, there are. And I think that's a big thing. I think another part about having fun, and I don't know if it's an introversion, extroversion thing, but there is that hustle culture where it's like, if you slow down and are doing things that are quote unquote enjoyable to you, that's taken away from the productivity that you should be having as an adult, which, let's face it, is kind of silly to say, but I can definitely relate to feeling that sting when I sit down to like have my own fun, which is maybe just watching Netflix or, you know, a movie or doing something that I enjoy. there is a guilt associated with fun. Do you find that too?
I think it's very common in North American culture to basically criminalize the idea of pausing and taking a break, that there's something wrong with you if you're not being productive all the time. And you and I try living that way, and we pushed very hard for many years, and we burned out. And there's a lot of people suffering with burnout, a lot of people in careers they don't like, a lot of people who are in debt from spending money trying to have fun because they're trying to take the edge off and booking vacations. And it's just this hamster wheel that's hard to get off of. But I don't think it has to be that way. Like you said in the beginning, fun has gotten complicated. And to anyone who's been told you need to relax, you need to chill out, you need to have a good time, why don't you go somewhere and do something, the first step I would say is to define what fun is to you. Like, what do you really enjoy doing?
Yeah, that's a big thing, is to just be able to kind of think to yourself, well, what is my fun? That's the real question here, is what is fun to me, not as what is fun to the person that has said I'm not fun, or to society or anything else. And that changes. That changes from person to person. And it can also change within you from like hour to hour, day to day. You might find having fun tonight is a game of Scrabble, and tomorrow night is a movie out, and the night after that, it's a trip. It could be very, very different to you. And it can change.
I agree with that. And what we teach at 5-Year U, and what we've said in many episodes, if you're just joining us here, though, we believe that happiness comes from authenticity. And if you're somebody who is not feeling happy, who is not feeling like you're living your purpose in life, the biggest thing is to figure out what you actually like to do. What type of work do you want to do? Who do you actually want to hang out with? And if it's not fun for you to go to, you know, the dinner meeting with all the other moms in the PTA, if you hate that, then stop going. It's your life. You get to decide how you want to spend each day of your life. And if you have radical authenticity and you know in your core what you actually like to do, it makes it so much easier to say, no, sorry, I don't want to go to your 40th birthday party at that club you rented out. No, sorry, I don't want to go on whatever, that hike with you. I need to rest on Sunday, or whatever it is. When you know in your heart what you like, so much easier to say no.
Yeah, it is. And that is, it's all about authenticity and knowing yourself. And when you know yourself and you start to set those boundaries and acknowledge what that, I don't even think it's inner child, I think it's just that person inside of you, your true self wants in life, then you can start to emerge as this authentically fun person. I think so many of us when we're told we're not fun, have been also told, and I know this is going to sting both of us as I say this out loud, so bear with me, but you're too serious, you know? And that's just, yeah, I was told that. I actually, like when I bought my first car, the guy I was buying my car from at the dealership said, wow, you're really serious. And, you know, it was just such a weird thing to say to like a 20-year-old kid. And, yeah. But I mean, we have both heard this through our whole lives.
Yes.
And it took a lot for us to look at this and go, they were wrong. They didn't have our upbringings. They didn't have our experiences, you know? And for us, we realized fun was just calm. It was being authentic. It was being able to look at each other and go, I really don't want to go to this tonight. Can we skip it? And saying, yeah, we absolutely can, because suffering through somebody else's fun is still suffering.
It is. God, that hits so. It's so true. And the thing is every single one of us has been told something about ourselves that has made us feel bad. For Andrew and I, we've been told, God, you're so serious, or like lighten up a bit or loosen up a bit. I've had people say like, oh, I'd love to see you with 3 beers in to see if like you got a little bit more interesting, basically. But now, later on in life, just like anything else, I can take that and say, yeah, I'm a serious person. I am. That's just who I am. And I am great with that. Because you know what? When somebody needs a friend that they can rely on, when they need somebody to pour their heart out into when they're getting divorced, when something really serious happens with one of their kids, when they don't know whether or not to leave a job, when something really critical comes up for one of my friends, they know they can come to me. I'm not the friend that's going to take them out to eat and buy margaritas, but I am the friend that's really good at listening, at being thoughtful, and giving advice should they call for it. And I'm okay with that. I have grown into that and accepted that about myself. And I'm happy that's me. I really can't be any other way. And I think it works in the opposite way too. We share four beautiful children, and some of them are extroverts and some of them are introverts. And I do think the ones that are more outgoing, sometimes people try to dull their sparkle. They'll say like, oh my gosh, like, this one talks all the time. You know, one of my kids, like someone told them they talk too much. And it's like, they're just not your people. Each person, whether they're outgoing, introverted, serious, super fun, whatever it is, I think that everyone should be free to be their true selves and do whatever is fun for them. I agree. If other people don't like it, it's not their people.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think part of it too is when somebody says, while you talk too much, or you're too serious, or you're not fun, or whatever. The thing you need to tell yourself right after that is, so you say, or by your definition. Because I think when we hear that, we globalize it and think the whole world thinks I'm not fun now. The whole world thinks I'm serious. Yeah. Or even if you are those things, going, what's so wrong with that?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being serious. There's nothing wrong with having fun by your own definition. It's just a matter of you being comfortable enough to go, right, they're saying that, yeah, I'm not going to be the guy doing the, you know, the headstand at a kegger, but I am the person that I am way more than happy to, you know, dig into, you know, like the muck of like, you know, what your thoughts are and where they're coming from and how we can help you and all these things. That's where I come from. And I'm okay with that. But most people will, because that might intimidate. Seriousness can, it really intimidates the fun people. And that's their problem, not ours. So, you know, they can just let that go. Let's break down fun, because there's four kind of emotional ingredients when it comes to fun. The first one is just the freedom. It's doing something without an outcome. So you're not going to hang out with this person to win at cards or to get something out of it. It's just, you are just going to be. And I think that's a really important distinction, because a lot of us, when we're not fun, we go out thinking, I have to have fun now, and I'm going to try to do this, this, and this. And it's like, no, you go without an outcome. Don't put any pressure on yourself, because as soon as you do that, it's like you're in school or a networking event when you're somebody who hates networking. The next thing is you want to have presence. You just want to be there. You don't have to push an agenda. You don't have to stay the whole night. But you just need to be present with the people you're with, whether that's, or even if you're by yourself with the video game that you're playing, if that's what your definition of fun is. And I think that's a really important thing, because so many of us now we're lost in our heads. We're waiting for the other person to stop talking so that we can say what we want to say without truly being present to what that person is saying and what they're actually communicating to us. And that is very, very important. The next part is connection, which leads to that presence is going to lead us to connection. And that connection is just, and we've all had this. It's when you feel in sync with somebody, right? You have that moment of like, we're just chatting and you kind of look at the time and you're like, wow, we've been doing this for way longer than I thought. This has been hours, not like I thought I was going to maybe bail after half an hour. Here we are 3 hours in and nobody wants this to end. And this is great. But that connection, that feeling of that in sync of with the people around you that you're doing this with is really, really good. Another part of this is expressing yourself and getting to feel like you can be your authentic self. Because once you can be your authentic you, then you actually have fun, because you get to lay down all the armor that you have been carrying around your whole life, trying to prove this or not be called that, and just, you know, let your freak flag fly. Oh, that's always hard to say, though.
It really is. You can practice, you know, some other time, though.
I will. Not now. We're on it. We're good.
Are you feeling incredibly overwhelmed and burned out and like you aren't even sure what to do with the rest of your life? We absolutely understand, and we've been there. That is why Andrew and I are starting a coaching program called 5 Weeks to Future You, We'd love to tell you more about it. We're actually offering free calls so that you can meet us, chat with us, and learn about our program and our framework so you can see if it's the right fit for you. Just go to 5yearu.com and schedule a call. We are only going to accept 5 people at a time to make sure you get all of the attention you need. So if it's something you're interested in, please set up a call as soon as possible. And we're really looking forward to meeting you. I love that. And I love the breakdown of it because, again, I feel like when most people hear the word fun, they have this vision in their mind of what it is. And I encourage everyone listening to challenge that vision. Fun doesn't have to be expensive. Fun doesn't have to be lengthy. Fun doesn't have to be something anyone else approves of. If cooking is fun for you and you genuinely enjoy chopping your vegetables and making it and like listening to your show while you do it, and that's fun and relaxing for you, that's amazing. If you love hiking and that's fun for you, amazing. If you like painting or you have hobbies, amazing. Andrew and I, we love to go hunting for items to like at thrift stores to flip or things for ourselves. It's like a little treasure hunt for us. We love it. It's just a way to spend time together. It's fun for us. Other people might not like it, but we like it. And that's all that matters. If you feel sad in life, if you feel like other people are having so much more fun than you, if that's the story you're telling yourself in your head, start to define and notice the times that you're actually enjoying your life. You might be surprised to be like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had so much fun. You know, I don't know, walking to work. I don't know, like just taking a daily walk, whatever it is. Just be like, wait, I'm actually really happy in this moment. And just have that self-awareness.
I agree. I think when you can look at life and go, there is no one single thing that is fun for everyone. They're just, I can't think of one thing, maybe laughing, but even somebody might not like how they the sound of their laugh. So I can't really think of something that is globally fun for everybody in this world. So the next time somebody says to you, you're not fun, just think of karaoke. That's one that just divides the world like in half. Some people absolutely love it. And they are like, you say karaoke and the van is full and they are, it's going. And the other ones are like, where is the planter I can hide behind right now so I don't have to go to this? And that is, to me, like that is the definition of the differences of fun. Some of us love it and some of us would, you know, chop off a limb just to avoid doing it. So there's no global answer for fun and you have to accept that. You get to accept
that. I love that. And I think a really good additional challenge, because I think that, as you said, people grow and they change, right? And so you might be in a phase of your life where you have outgrown things that your friends or family members or colleagues think are fun. Maybe you have little kids at home and so you can't go to drinks after work as often or whatever it is. Maybe your priorities have changed. And I think that people worry, in fact, I know people worry, that if they say no to things that other people consider fun or that our society approves as fun, if they say no to it, that they're going to miss out, that they're going to miss out on friends, that they're going to lose friends if they keep saying no to stuff. And I want to challenge that assumption that once you start living your authentic life, once you identify what makes you happy, what you actually enjoy, and you start really sticking to it and doing it more, the space that might come from losing people will give room for the people who are really meant for you. There could be many like soulmate type friends out there for you that would absolutely love to go nerd out at Barnes & Noble with you and look at all the new romanticy books, whatever it is that you think is fun. And every time you say no to something you don't want to do, energetically, you are saying yes and sending a signal out to the world that I'm ready to find more like-minded people.
I agree. I love that. I think the FOMO is something that we all experience with that, because if one of us finds out that, you know, everybody around us got invited to this party, this thing that we're not invited to, we feel like we've missed out, right? We have that fear of missing out. If for anybody that doesn't know what FOMO means, as you define what fun is for you, you need to replace FOMO with ROMO, which is relief of missing out.
That's me every day.
Yeah, exactly. But that's it. I mean, I think so many of us think like, oh, wow, I didn't get invited to this thing. That means these people don't like me. That means they think I'm not fun, all these other things. And we've kind of let our neuroticism run wild because it's really good at doing that. But the reality is you never actually wanted to be invited to this thing, or the idea of going to it would have stressed you out and made everything worse for you. And, you know, you got to start kind of catching yourself with this, because you're defining yourself by a standard that nobody said you had to agree to. You didn't have to be the outgoing, never meant fun. If you're an introvert and you want to stay inside, do your thing, do your thing. Just understand that, you know, you can replace FOMO with ROMO. That's been like my biggest thing in the last couple of months. I'm like, oh, I don't have to do that. I am so relieved. Wow.
Yeah. When people cancel plans, I'm like, score.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to stay in. I think a good place to start, if someone just has no idea where to start, if you're just like in the slog and you've got work and kids and family responsibilities and all that stuff, a good place to start is sort of do a self audit. Like, think about it. When was the last time you enjoyed yourself? When was the last time you lost track of time?
Question. I love that.
Yeah. You can even try small things. If you're like in a real rut and you're like, I have got to add some joy to my life, just do some things that are interesting. It doesn't have to be impressive. You do not have to go like scale a wall at the rock climbing gym when you've never rock climbed before. Like, you don't have to do that. You can just take a walk around the block. It doesn't have to be epic. Joy is usually found in the small pockets of the day in things that really aren't that expensive.
Yeah, you're right. And there's so many little things you can do. I know for a lot of people, journaling, for a lot of people, a coffee chat is just, I mean, to me, that's gold. I will take a coffee chat over going out to a big event every time. Little things like reading your book, making a nice meal for yourself that you actually want to try, not that you have to make food for yourself. Because I know for both of us, we kind of like get into that habit just a little
bit. It's very fun for me when Andrew makes the food for me. That's fun.
It is very fun for me when I order in and don't have to cook.
Yeah.
But that's just it, right? Like, it's just fun. Fun is different for everybody. If some people just don't like doing certain things. So you have to just go back in your life, reflect on those little things that you used to do. When I was young, I used to just enjoy playing with my toys alone. And now I could take that to an adult and go, okay, so you're telling me I need to go dig out my Barbies and G.I. Joes and all these other things from, you know, the 70s, 80s, whatever. No, but you clearly enjoyed imagining things. You clearly enjoyed losing yourself in a world. Maybe there's a new world you can lose yourself in with a book or a new hobby or something else. Just try to find the characteristics of these things that you enjoyed as a younger person and try to find a way to put them into your daily routine, whether that's reading a page of a book or watching a show or whatever. But fun isn't this huge mountain to climb. It's just a step you take.
I love that. That's a beautiful place to end. And I guess what I would say is, just to recap this whole conversation, is if someone has told you that you are not fun, or you need to have more fun, or you're too serious, we want you to know that you're not alone and that there's nothing wrong with you. The world takes all kinds of people, and your kind of fun may not line up with theirs. But what is good is having joy in your life and a little bit of lightheartedness. And if you're trying to find those things, experiment a little bit. Like Andrew said, look back at what you liked as a kid and try to just add a little bit of that joy, of that whimsy into your life, and just see what sticks. But it is a journey, and it's one we're both still on, but we support you. And we hope that you do find something that's fun for you and that you have the courage to live in your authenticity.
Love that. Well said. Okay, so now we get to move on to our glimmers, which is the thing that actually lit us up since we last recorded.
Yeah.
Catherine, what is your glimmer this time?
You know, I'm really proud of myself. I, for the first time in a while, have my kind of glimmer, my kind of fun. I've got a fully funded emergency fund, which I know is a little bit nerdy, but this is a goal I've been working towards for about, I don't know, 2 to 3 years now. And it brings me such joy. And I've been tracking it with my kids, and I've been coloring little blocks on a piece of paper. So the kids have been seeing mom inch towards her goal. And I'm really happy about it. I wouldn't say it's the most fun thing in the world, but it is glimmery in that it makes me it's made me really happy and feel really good this week that I accomplished a goal that I set out to do.
I love that. I love that. And congratulations. It's a big deal. It takes a long time to do that.
It does.
And really, really proud of you for doing that. Great glimmer.
Thank you. What's yours?
So it's been a couple of weeks since we were in the studio last. And since then, I've done a little bit of traveling. I went to England with my daughter for a week. And the whole trip is a glimmer. But I'm going to pick out this particular moment where we got out of one of the tube stations. And as we walked out, she saw Big Ben for the first time. And I got this on video. And like her jaw just dropped. And it was such a cool moment. It was like I got to see it for the first time again. And I absolutely loved it. It was so powerful. And I was very grateful to have presence and also be able to bring out my phone and catch it, because it was a pretty long jaw drop, if I'm being really honest. It was like, wow. So that was my glimmer this week. It was an amazing trip. She's a great little traveler and I'm very grateful for her. But that moment was so cool.
That's so beautiful. I love that so much. I'm so happy you guys get to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Hey, guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.